Hey, it's JP. Just before I share today's Culture Builders, I wanted to share with you some special book deals that I'm putting out there for my book, Calling Up, Discovering Your Journey to Transformational Leadership, because I don't want just you, but I want your entire coaching staff, or I want your entire athletic department, I want your entire club with this, all those coaches to have this book. So but if you buy one book, you're going to get the coaching guide PDF, which is now available on my website. If you buy three books, you're going to get $15 off the books, plus you're going to get the personal journaling system. If you buy five books, you're going to get $30 off the books. You're going to get $100 off my mentorship program, a free call with me, the personal journaling system, and also the competitive cauldron system with tracking sheets and Excel file. If you buy 15 books, you're going to get $100 off the books, $100 off the mentorship program, a free coaching workshop via Skype with your staff. You're going to get the personal journaling system, competitive cauldron system, and you're also going to get, which I'm releasing next month, the team commitment tracking system with the tracking sheets and Excel file. Lastly, if you buy 50 books, you're going to get a free one-hour coaching workshop. You just have to pay to travel. You'll get a personal journaling system, a competitive cauldron system with tracking sheets and Excel file, the team commitment tracking system, and the dark side of leadership test and analysis. So yeah, be good sure to go to thriveonchallenge.com and order some books today. Hey, it's JP Nurbin. You're listening to Culture Builders number 140, three tips to work deeper and be more present. So technology like our iPhone can be a very powerful tool to help us learn and grow, right? Social media and connectivity platforms like Twitter, they can be a great access to a wealth of information out there. Still, I think they can and most often do more harm than good in our lives, especially when we're not careful and intentional in how we use them. And two big issues that I've noticed in my life are that they really hinder my ability to do what scientist and author Cal Newport calls deep work, right? Really focus in on something, work really, really intently on something. And number two, they keep me from being fully present with the people, the most important people in my life. Right. And that's especially like my wife and my children. So here are some tips I found really, really useful in helping me to use my phone more effectively while also detach from my phone the majority of the day. Number one is get an old alarm clock. All right. I probably have bought myself 15 to 30 minutes every day with this $5 purchase because I put my phone downstairs, not next to my bed. And I am no longer wasting time checking emails or social media before I go to bed. And when I do read, I just read an actual book and not an ebook. That's a huge one. Number two is deleting social media apps from the phone. So I choose to only access social media from my computer in 99% of the cases. I also added another buffer by blocking Facebook and Twitter and those social media sites on my phone. So if I really need them, if I really need to access them on my phone, I can go to the settings and unblock these, and then I can go on my phone and still access them. But it has to be really worth it for me to spend 2 minutes accessing these sites. And what I've replaced that time with is just ebooks on my phone. I'm reading already, so why not read an actual book that's a little more productive? So in those moments where I have downtime and I would typically fill it with, you know, looking at social media. Now I'm just reading. The third thing is docking my phone, right? And what I mean by docking is putting it in the other room. When we do this, our productivity is so much better. We are so much more able and so much to be present with people, like fully locked in. And you can also set up a personalized message through the Do Not Disturb function on your phone. If you're worried about people reaching out to you and you not responding immediately, you just let them know on that message, hey, I'm away from my phone and I'll get back to you when I get the chance. Now, doing these three things has really, really helped me get more sleep and better sleep, right? And to be more productive in my work. And lastly, and most importantly, to be more present with my family. I'm always looking for new hacks like these in life. So if you have any suggestions, send them my way to jpnurbin, N-E-R-B-U-N, at gmail, or thriveonchallenge.com or gmail.com. And you can also hit me up on Twitter at JP Nurbin, N-E-R-B-U-N. Thanks for listening to the Culture Builders Podcast. Have a good one.